Hello and welcome to Ali's podcast.
With Natalie.
In this podcast, not only will we attempt to solve the world's problems, but we'll also talk about the fascinating subject that is meta-ethics. Natalie, can you say what meta-ethics consists of?
Of course, Ali. Meta-ethics branches out into cognitivism, non-cognitivism, which then go into naturalism, intuitionism, and emotivism. Throughout our podcast, we will be investigating these stated denominations and evaluating their strengths and weaknesses.
So, what are the differences between these branches of ethics?
You tell me, you've got the script.
Aha, top bands. Alright, okay, so there are three branches of ethics. Firstly, we have meta-ethics, which is a term which is concerned with the nature of an ethical statement. For example, the meaning of terms like good or bad. In contrast, normative ethics is prescriptive and aims to establish moral rules and norms. And finally, applied ethics relates to how ethical theories can be applied in situations.
Can you give me an example?
If I must. So, let me think. Natural law concerns itself with how an individual should act by using the primary and secondary precepts. So issues like abortion, euthanasia and pacifism are regularly related to ethical theories. While applied and normative ethics may investigate the statement, abortion is wrong, meta-ethics will investigate whether the word wrong itself has any intrinsic meaning.
Good example, but back to meta-ethics. Meta-ethical theories are often either cognitivist or non-cognitivist. Cognitivism is the belief that moral truths exist and are universal, therefore ethical statements can be verified empirically. So ethical facts exist and can be known.
Cognitivists take a realist stance on morality, meaning that concepts have value independent of the human mind, emotion, and so on. So the cognitivist theories include intuitionism and ethical naturalism. Cognitivists are realist and uphold the correspondence theory of truth.
That theory of truth states that a proposition must correspond with a fact or event in order to be acknowledged as true. For example, the statement, hard work pays off, would be true if an event like Ali performing well on a test after studying with focus and intensity.
Always.
The statement, however, does not take into account other factors, such as influential teachers like Mr. Cook and Mr. Hamilton.
Mr. Cook mainly.
Nevertheless, the fact that the student performed well has to be true because there's evidence for it.
You'll also need to know about non-cognitivism, which is a belief that moral truths are matters of personal choice and do not exist independent of human experience. The words good and bad have no intrinsic value, so morality is subjective to the group or individuals.
Since morals are subjective, it is impossible to verify the truth, so all propositions have to be rejected. This is not only anti-realist, but an empiricist stance too, as moral truths are dependent on the human mind. Non-cognitivist theories include emotivism and prescriptivism. Non-cognitivists are anti-realists.
Anti-realists uphold the coherence theory, which states if statements go here, the assertion is true. For example, if all humans are mortal and we support the premise Natalie is human, which is doubtful but true nonetheless, we can deduce that Natalie is mortal.
Mortal is so mainstream. Going back to cognitivism, a cognitivist theory is ethical naturalism, which assumes objective moral laws exist and can be verified by human nature or the natural world. For instance, the murder of a human would be wrong.
Depends who.
Because by observing the murder, nature reveals that the victim can no longer fulfil his or her potential.
It may be wrong, but I could murder you sometime. Anyway, some cognitivists... Why did you put that in there? Oh my god. Some cognitivists and all non-cognitivists oppose ethical naturalism. G.E. Moore was a cognitivist and argued that ethical naturalism committed the naturalistic fallacy. A naturalistic fallacy is when one derives an ought from an is. Ethical naturalism commits a fallacy by moving from observing one instance in nature to concluding that all instances similar will have the same outcome. For example, if a murder was witnessed, an individual can witness the consequences of the murder and deduce it is always wrong. Moore believed that there is an illogical jump between the ought and the is.
The illogical part is that ethical naturalism draws moral laws, non-physical concepts, while the natural world is physical. Moore also believed moral truths exist but are irreducible and indefinable. Quote, we know what good is but cannot actually define it. Principia Ethica. G.E. Moore opposed ethical naturalism as moral laws are no longer objective. He compared the concept of good to the concept of yellow. We can only define yellow by pointing people's attentions to things that are yellow, he argued. Although we can say that the box is yellow, or the flower is yellow, or Ali is yellow, we cannot meaningfully say yellow is that flower or yellow is that box.
The same applies to goodness. G.E. Moore quotes, "If I am asked what is good, my answer is that good is good, and that is the end of the matter." He suggests that the nearest we can get defining good is to say what we experience it. So A, in our relationship with other people, for example, I have a good relationship with Ben, and B, in our enjoyment and appreciation of beautiful things, such as me, for instance.
Beautiful things like what? Moore also argued that in any ethical situation, people will intuitively recognise what is good in terms of the outcome. Human intuition is infallible. All disputes over ethics, he claimed, should be about how to achieve good and not what good is. Now Ali will give you a lesson in intuitionism.
Intuitionism is a cognitivist theory which explains how fundamental truths cannot be broken down, like G.E. Moore's reference to good and yellow. Humans can discover these truths using intuition. Strengths of intuitionism are that it gives a clear account of the meaning of good in ethics, so it's simple and you can directly know it. Some of the criticisms in ethics are that it's a highly individualist approach to ethics that doesn't give us concrete justifications for ethical behaviour. All it claims is that goodness is indefinable.
Great, I understand now. Do you get that topic of emotivism?
I sure do. Wait, no. Is emotivism a moral statement that isn't literally a statement about the speaker's feelings on the topic, but expresses those feelings with emotive force?
Yes, well done, Ali. Gold star. So when an emotivist says murder is wrong, it's like saying down with murder or murder, yuck, or making a thumbs down sign towards someone, like I'm doing to you now. It's a well-known cognitivist theory nicknamed Boo Hurrah. Ayer stated in his writings that he did not think that this applied to religious beliefs or moral ideas because they are synthetic and unverifiable. Beliefs have significance to the individual.
Oh yeah, it was Stevenson who claimed that there are such things as real disagreements in attitudes rather than just differing emotions. He also didn't just emphasise the persuasive side of ethical statements, but also the view that attitudes are based on beliefs. When we state an ethical proposition, we're also trying to persuade the other party to our view.
So it's like me saying that capital punishment is wrong. I'm simply expressing an attitude shaped by prior beliefs.
Exactly that. So ethical disagreements are not just different emotions, but also issues of different underlying convictions. What life is, its value, and so on. Stevenson's view gives us more meaning to moral disagreements, whereas Aya only sees these as conflicts of feelings.
I prefer James Rachel's criticisms of emotivism. In our morality, we appeal to reason, and as in any other aspect of life. Therefore, when faced upon crimes with murder, it seems incomplete to say, oh, that was just emotion, especially when these emotions result in action. I doubt any of us would take, sorry for murdering Ali, I was just angry, to be acceptable as an apology and clear them of immoral actions. However, in this specific example, the apology might be accepted.
Huh. Either way, thank you, Nat. You've helped me so much with my revision.
No problem. Keep trying. You might even get an A star.
One day.